She's a past life regression therapist. She's from Colorado. Christine Martin joins us now. Hello, Christine.
Hi there.
We want to thank you for being on the mothership this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
Where are you calling from in Colorado?
Just outside of Denver, a suburb of Denver.
Suburb of Denver. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about past life regression. This is one of the most fascinating topics I have ever heard, and I think people, they want to deny it, but I want to get more into it, and that's what we're going to do tonight. What?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic. How did you get into this? How did you discover this, what you wanted to do?
Well, 20 years ago, my mother died of ovarian cancer, and this was a major crossroads in my life. The last few weeks of her life, she found this incredibly peaceful space. She was so calm and serene, and she just radiated love. And she was just amazing to be around during that time. And I vowed after she died that I was going to find a way to find that space without having been given a death sentence first. So began my 20-year ongoing journey. After being in the medical field for 15 years, I knew that I needed to get into something more holistic. I fell in love with massage therapy. I started taking classes. I opened up my own business, and I began volunteering for hospice. And I started reading everything I could get my hands on about death and dying and life after death and near-death experiences and past lives, communication from the other side. Hypnosis. I fell in love with hypnosis. I was fascinated with it. But I was a busy mom. I had small children at home at the time, and I was running my own business, and I just never had the time or energy to pursue it. And then 10 years after my mother died, I was attending a personal growth workshop. And during an emotional release process, I experienced this amazing opening, and my mother began communicating with me. And what she told me is a whole nother story. You can read all about it on my website.
Can we plug your website? I didn't get a chance. I would have plugged it up front. Please plug it right now.
It is harmonysoulregression.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, please continue.
Yeah, so she started communicating with me. And so in the middle of all of this, I knew that it was time to get into the hypnotherapy and into the specialty classes of regression therapy. And so today, I'm a certified regression therapist specializing in past life soul regression and between life soul regression.
What is the difference? That's interesting. I never heard that before.
Yeah, it's very different. Of course, past life, we are going back and we are accessing your memories of past lives. But between life regression, we get you into that space where you can access your life between lives. So, in other words, where were you before you came here? And where are you going after you leave here? We have those memories there. We just don't have access to them in normal waking consciousness. So regression therapy uses hypnosis to access lower states of consciousness. And it is there that we have access to our stored memories of our past lives and our life between lives.
Why don't you think that we have these memories? Is there a reason for it, or just the way it worked out?
Yes, there is. When we come through, we don't have access to these memories because we agreed when we came into this experience to come through what we call the veil of forgetfulness. We knew that in order to learn the lessons and achieve the goals that we set out for ourselves this time around, we needed to forget everything that came before. But once we've reached a certain level of soul progression, it is appropriate for us to have access to this information. In fact, it is the next step in the soul's progression. And timing is everything with this work. People just know when it's time to do this work.
Now, what are some of your personal past lives?
Well, I came into this life with a lot of life is hard energy. You know, I just kept repeating that same mantra over and over again. Life is hard. Life is hard. And, of course, life was hard because that's what I believed. And I got into one of my past lives where it was pretty traumatic. My father actually killed my mother. And
That's pretty heavy.
And I was a child, and I grew up living with my aunt and her children, and I just carried this resentment and this life is hard energy my whole life, and I eventually wound up committing suicide.
Wow.
And when we have, every time we cross over after a life, we have the opportunity to heal that life and to, you know, get all of the really rich benefits from that life. However, we have free will. And so although we have the opportunity to heal that and we have assistance from the other side to heal that, we can carry that stuff right back in into the next life.
Is it almost like an etch-a-sketch? You turn it over and shake over, you shake up your life and start over again and come back in, it's fresh?
It can be, or we can carry stuff back in with it.
So they make the same mistakes over again in a brand new life?
Well, there's themes, common patterns that will arise. And people have a company because they've got patterns, that habits that are recurring in their life. And so past life regression is a valid and useful tool for understanding recurring themes in our life. When we die, our soul can carry with it promises and unexpressed emotions and beliefs and attitudes, ailments, unresolved issues and attachments, which can be brought into this lifetime to be worked through. And by exploring these issues in a past life, we can integrate this understanding into our current lifetime and resolve destructive patterns and emotional and physical ailments and relationship issues and all kinds of things.
Stupid question. Does everybody live over and over again? Does everybody have past lives, or are some people one and done?
No, it is my understanding that we have many, 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 many lives. When we get over to the other side in a between life regression, we actually get to access guides and teachers, and there we find beings that have actually never incarnated. Their sole purpose is to facilitate our experience here on this level.
We had someone on the show once who was a past life expert, and they said that between lives we tend to have the same group of people that we're reincarnated with. They might have different roles from life to life, like in one life they might be a relative, and in another life they might be a friend or something. Do you believe that?
Yes, exactly. We tend to reincarnate over and over again with the same group of people. So that's one of the things that during a between life regression that is so fascinating, that we get to hook up with and reunite with our soul family, and we get to see who those key players are.
I got some jamokes and jabronis in mind. I want to trade.
I was just thinking, what if you get stuck with a bunch of sucky family members continually?
Well, those really difficult relationships are just filled with opportunities for amazing growth. And we choose these lives, these difficult lives, because we do it willingly and joyfully on the other side. And we can't wait to get here because we know, we understand the opportunity for growth that is available in these really challenging lives.
If you're just joining us, Christine Morton is our guest. She is a past life therapist. And if you want to get to her website, www.harmonysoulregression.com, she is kind enough to join us tonight. Is this something that you can do on the phone? I mean, obviously, if people can call in, I don't want to give a quick thing, and I'm not trying to look for a quick carnival trick. But is this something that you need? How does someone need to be put under hypnosis, or how can you access a past life?
Yes, regression therapy uses hypnosis to access these lower states of consciousness. And so, yes, a past life regression can be done over the phone. I personally prefer to do them in person. But a between life regression absolutely needs to be done in person. There's just too many variables, and it's a very long session. A past life regression takes anywhere from 2 to 2.5 to 3 hours. A between life regression takes anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. So traditionally, when I've got somebody coming in from out of state, they will come, and in the morning we will do the past life regression, we will break for lunch, and then in the afternoon we will spend the whole afternoon doing the between life regression.
Christine, I'm going to kind of throw you under the bus a little bit. Well, actually, I'm going to throw Dobie under the bus a little bit. What kind of past life vibe do you get from talking to him? I'm kind of curious.
Well, you know what? That's the interesting thing about this work, and this is what I love about this work, is it's so pure, because I have no idea where the client is going in this work. I have no idea. Each session is different, and yet there are often common themes that arise. The client and the spirit are in charge, and my job is just to follow where spirit leads and gather information as we go along. I have guides that come in and assist me during the session, but I'm not a psychic. And what I love about this work is that it's so pure because I'm not telling people anything. They're telling me everything. We get them down to this lower state of consciousness where they can access these memories, and then I'm just following them. I'm just running along behind them, and I'm asking questions. It's like your life coach before said, I'm just asking questions, and the client always has the answer inside of them. And so I'm just taking notes, copious notes, as we're going along, and I'm recording the whole session. And when we get all done, they have had their own experience, and I haven't told them anything. They're telling me everything.
Now, I would think now, with technology, like you just said, you have to record all these sessions, and you can just go back very scientifically, like a sports football watches tapes all the time. It's all laid out there for you.
That's correct.
Wow, so you just kind of guide the hypnosis session.
Exactly, yes. All hypnosis is truly self-hypnosis. It's the power of your own mind that allows you to relax and let go. A regression therapist serves only as a knowledgeable guide and facilitator. So, yeah.
Well, when they're going through the deal with you, are they cognizant of what they're saying, or do they have to go back and review the tapes to hear what they said?
Well, that's an interesting question. That's often one of the questions that people ask, is they worry that they will lose consciousness and not be able to remember anything. However, that's actually very rare. A very small percentage of people who go into a very deep hypnotic state do experience amnesia. However, most people remember everything that occurred under hypnosis, and they remember it very vividly, and years later can still remember it very vividly. There's a lot of misconceptions around hypnosis. Hypnosis is nothing more than a very deep, natural state of relaxation and a heightened state of concentration and focused attention.
Is it alpha state? We'll talk about that whole...
Well, there's four different levels that we go through. Beta is our full waking consciousness, and then there's the alpha state, and then there's the theta state, and then there's delta, and that's where we're in deep sleep. So every night we go down through these different levels of consciousness as we drift off to sleep. And my job is to get the client down to one of these lower levels of consciousness above sleep and hold them there. So they're very, very relaxed, and they have their eyes closed, but they're still awake, and they're aware of everything. They can still hear my voice, and they're still able to speak to me, and they're in control at all times.
Our fascinating guest is Christine Morton. Past life regression is her field of expertise. We're going to take a break right now. Christine, can you continue to join us? We got some more questions. If you want to talk to Christine about past lives, hit questions you have, 262-694-1050, or visit her website, www.harmonysoulregression.com. Hang on a second. We'll be right back. The mothership's flying for you. AM 1050 is WLIB.
Okay.
We're glad you're not. I got a couple of stupid questions for you, if that's okay.
That's fine.
I'm just assuming that people that listen don't always know these subjects. So I'll take the part of the first timer. Now, do you believe in young souls, old souls? Do you believe in that?
Yes. Although there really is no hierarchy, we are all one ultimately. But there's a difference between young souls and more progressed souls.
Now, what is the final goal? Is there a certain amount of times that we cycle through, in your opinion, or do you get there? I mean, what is it? The Hindu that believes in Nirvana, is that what their final goal is?
Exactly. You know, and we won't get there until we all go together. So we get to, if you believe in the Big Bang theory, that the universe is expanding and eventually it will collapse back in on itself, and we all get to start all over again, and we all go at the same time. But until then, we keep coming back, and each time we progress, and each time we learn more, and each time we come back and we learn more, then we're able to teach, and we're able to assist others, and it becomes this, instead of this my thing, it becomes a global thing, and eventually we all get to ascend, if you will, at the same time.
I got to be honest with you. How come there are so many idiots in the world that have a long way to go? Are they first timers? I mean, why there's so much, hate and war and all this bad stuff that just doesn't seem to get weeded out over thousands and thousands of years?
Well, if you could see things from a much larger perspective, you'd be able to, if you could back up, if you could look at the Earth from a big distance, you'd see it in a different perspective. And maybe nothing is wrong. Maybe everything is perfect and everything's happening exactly according to plan. And it's interesting because people get, they'll come in and they'll say, oh my God, this is such a difficult life and I don't know why I'm here and I don't know how much longer I want to stay. And it's interesting because they get over on the other side and they get into a between life space. And what they find out is that once we're over there on that other side for a while and we study for a little bit and we rest, we can't wait to get back. Because this is where it's happening. This is where all the excitement is going on.
Well, I don't know whose life you've been, Pepper.
We were talking about pets earlier. Are pets reincarnated?
Yes. I mean, as far as reincarnation, I don't know. But it's interesting because once we get over to the other side, oftentimes we get to reunite with pets, and it's such a wonderful reunion.
So is there a chance that a human being can I come back as a cockroach or a turnip or a puppy or something? Or humans come back as humans and pets come back as pets?
Coming back as a human is a highly processed. It's a highly evolved process. So oftentimes we, as a young soul, we will start out in lower life forms to gain experience and work our way up to being human.
So essentially, in this process, you could be a squirrel at one point in time, hit the cosmic limbo, and then come back as a human being. Is that possible or no?
Well, I believe so. I mean, I've never talked to anyone that actually started out that way, but that is my understanding.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
But we don't go from being a human, though, back to being a dog or a squirrel, or at least that's my understanding.
I knew a girl, I swear to you, and this is not a joke, she told me in a past life that she truly believes that she was a cow. I'm not even going to go there. She said she was a cow, and she was very serious about that, and she thought I would laugh at her. And I said, no, I mean, everyone.
What did others think about that? Hey, how you doing? I had to throw it out there.
Yeah, thank you. is that possible, you think?
Personally, I've had a past life where I was a dolphin. So, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is a new concept to a lot of people. I just want to kind of throw it out there to get people to think about it. And mm-hmm. It's wild. Now, Guy, do you have any questions? I have so many I want to ask.
I really keep going.
Keep going.
Well, most of us are looking at ourselves and the world around us like a fish in a fish tank. All the fish knows is the limited world that it swims around in all day. It bumps up against the four walls and it assumes that this is all there is. It doesn't even know that there's a whole nother world outside the tank. Because of our lack of perspective, we make decisions and judgments on very limited amounts of information. We don't know that it's limited, though, because like the fish, most of us are unaware that there is anything outside of what we can see, touch, taste, smell, and hear. This work gives us that broader perspective, bringing our past lives and our between lives experiences up to the conscious memory allows for healing and clarity at a very deep soul level, enabling us to know ourselves more completely than ever before, and gives us a greatly expanded view of ourselves and the world around us, allowing us to move through this life more gracefully and joyfully. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I do have a question on all of that. When you do actually regress and you're starting to remember things, when you really start to remember them, are you remembering everything? All the feelings of who you were as a person, as like how we feel today with ourselves, is that the same feeling that you get?
Well, that's a very common question. People are different in the way that they experience their past lives. Some will relive their life fully using a variety of their senses, while others only relive it through maybe one or two senses. Some people see snapshots of images, and others see it like a movie being played out in front of them. And others don't see anything really, except instead they feel the experience. And so it's very different. It's very individual for everyone.
anybody else gonna just blows my mind here.
But yeah, you're also an expert on what is that, like the afterlife or after the near death experiences and that sort of thing.
Yeah, you mean that space, afterlife, you mean after, yeah, the between life space, yeah.
So you don't just come back, you don't just die, and then the next morning at 9 o'clock, you're in a baby body starting over again. There's...
Oh, no. When people get on the other side, they, the between life regression is done because at some point in our life, each of us come to a place where we start asking the big questions. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And this question usually begins after about the age of 30, after we've had experiences indicating something bigger is going on. And for those seeking to understand the nature of their existence and their soul's purpose, the soul's choices and challenges and soulmate contracts made prior to their incarnation, this information can be accurately recalled during a between lives regression. And when people get on the other side, they consistently describe a very specific expanded state, a very specific place of peace and compassion, unconditional love, joy, and humor. They can be quite funny on the other side. The soul goes there after each life to rest and to study and discuss what the next incarnation should be. And exploring the spirit world between lives is like opening the door to the library of the soul's eternal memories.
Would that be considered heaven, do you think? Is this in
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what people call it. I think it's definitely a much more expanded, much more ethereal realm. People often describe not really having any bodies as such. We have these light bodies, and that's just a very, very common description. Dr. Michael Newton is one of the pioneers in this work. He's a psychotherapist that had been doing past life regressions on his clients for many, many years when he accidentally stumbled onto a method that could access people's life between lives. And what he found again and again is that people were basically describing the same place after they crossed over. He did over 7,000 between life regressions researching this place, and he wrote a book about it. It's called Journey of Souls, and it's a must read if you're interested in this really amazing work.
One of the questions I'm sure that a lot of people have, I'm kind of pondering right now, after you have a session with a person and they reveal this information about themselves, what do they usually then do with this newfound information of where they came from and where they are potentially going? I mean, has anybody just blown it off and figured whatever, or have they, made active steps to whatever? I'm not exactly even sure how to ask the question.
I totally understand what you're saying. And it's interesting. As you can imagine, people are pretty blown away when they come back. They don't really know what to do with all of this information. And our analytical, logical, left brain does a really amazing job of serving us day to day, but it can get in the way of our processing a regression. So it takes a while for this information to integrate. So it's not like people walk out of here and they're immediately changed. It's more subtle than that. People go home often and they will journal. They will, fill in more details. It's interesting because what I am writing down, and I'm writing furiously, trying to get down every word, and of course I'm recording the whole session also, but it's amazing because what the person is experiencing and seeing and feeling, they're only able to express in words a fraction of what they're actually experiencing. And so I always encourage people to go home and fill in the blanks, fill in the other details that we weren't able to capture on paper or on recording. And we're opening up a window with this work. And so this window stays open for quite some time. So people will continue to get more and more insights as they're journaling, as they're going through their week, as they're going through their month. They'll be driving down the road and they'll have another aha moment. Something will click and another piece will fall into place. And so it's subtle. It happens over a period of time. But oftentimes, for instance, somebody will come in and they've had this anxiety or something that they've come in, they don't understand where it comes from, and we get into a past life, we figure out where that's coming from, and two or three months out, they'll realize, oh my gosh, I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, in their aftercare process, have you found that, or have they found that meditation does play a role in accessing the information?
Absolutely. Again, our left brain does a really amazing job, you know, in our day-to-day stuff, but it will only slow down our experience during a regression, and in our extreme cases, it can actually prevent us from having a successful regression. So we have to ask the left brain to just take a break and sit off to the side during the session, because we have to have a relaxed, calm, focused mind, which is essential for a rewarding regression. And so letting go of any preconceived ideas and expectations and previous experiences will allow the client to just let go and simply be with and in the experience. And then after the session is over, the left brain comes back on board and does its analyzing and its categorizing and organizing. So people who are proficient in meditation have a much easier time with this, obviously, because their mind is already trained to let go and be in that calm, peaceful state.
Is there any kind of special meditation you espouse? I mean, I know there's transcendental meditation, there's japa meditation. Is there anything that you espouse for the aftercare of the folks?
Well, on my website, there is a free hypnosis download, self-hypnosis audio that you can listen to and download if you want. But a really simple meditation that I usually start people off with that is just really great is just counting the breaths. You just sit in a chair, you close your eyes, and you just start counting your breaths. You count one breath, two breaths, three breaths, four breaths, and then you start over. And the amazing thing with, the reason why most people are not very successful with meditation is because they judge the meditation itself. And if anybody out there hears this, this is the most important thing about meditation. Do not judge the meditation itself, because it's like a little child, an unruly child, the left brain is. It's been running the show all of this time, and it does not want to let go of control. So in the beginning, you're not going to be good at it. You are not. So at first, you're going to start counting, and you may get out there to a half a round. You may even get to a whole round before your mind jumps off, and it's off out there wandering around, and then maybe 5 minutes later, you realize you're not counting. You just laugh at yourself, and you just bring it back, and you start counting again. And you do that over and over and over. And it really, really does not matter how many times you have to start over. You will see a benefit in your life. Your life will change if you will just commit yourself to doing it. You know, 15, 20 minutes a day will change your life. But people get stuck because they say, oh, this is so frustrating. I'm not any good at this. I can't do it. But that's not the point. The point of meditation is not to quiet the mind. It is to train the mind to focus. Eventually, quieting the mind is a benefit. It is a byproduct of the meditation, but it's not our goal.
Okay, well, so can people actually start trying to regress themselves to figure out their past lives, or is this something that they need help with?
There are CDs out there that can facilitate you doing that. The drawback to that is that one of the advantages to having a facilitator with you is that when you get down to the down and you're accessing a past life, my job is to pull up detail. So I have many, many, many questions about what it is that's coming up. So tons and tons of detail. And when you're doing a regression on yourself, you tend to get pretty vague information. And it can be helpful. It can certainly create a space for healing. But we don't get the detail that we get when we're doing something with a facilitator.
And I also wanted to know if there's something really traumatic that they remember that's just something that people can't handle, and can't accept. Is there a way to forget that?
Well, that's another very common question. People are worried that they're going to not be able to handle the trauma of a past life. Clients who uncover a difficult past life, and actually, to be honest, almost all past life regression is trauma-based, because it's those really traumatic past lives that we're still carrying energy from. The really wonderful vacation-type lives, we're done with those. We're not carrying any energy left over from those. So it's usually the really traumatic lives that we go back to. Whereas on the other hand, between life regression, there is no trauma. It is just love and compassion. And so when clients experience a horrific death in a past life, like being drowned or burned at the stake, they are generally not thrown into a state of pain. Instead, the surfacing of such past life details often explains the client's fears and phobias and feelings and thoughts that have been present for years, and creates an opportunity for them to dissipate. So
being afraid of water and stuff like that, like, I don't go swimming in really deep water and it freaks me out, so that could be something that happened in the past?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would almost guarantee it. If it's nothing that you can pinpoint in this current life, it's something connected to a past life. And that's a very common thing that people come into, say, fear of water. And they get into a past life and find out that they were drowned in a past life.
And you worked at a car wash or something.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I had gone to Jamaica a couple of years ago, and they did this big booze cruise thing that we went out on, and it freaked me out to go out on that boat into the middle of the Caribbean Ocean. And it's just, and there was no reason for me to feel that way, because nothing's ever happened to me. I mean, I've been in the ocean before, but I wouldn't go any more than like knee deep and stuff like that. And there's a really big fear of it. And I just,
yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. It's connected to something in the past. And again, timing is everything with this work. People are drawn to this work because it is perfectly appropriate for them to have access to this information at this time. And most people are very, very successful. And spirit will not take us where we're not ready to go. So, we won't get what we're not ready for.
Christine Morton is our guest. HarmonySoulRegression.com is her website. She's been a fascinating guest. Christine, thank you for being with us. A couple more questions before we let you go. Is death something to be afraid of?
Absolutely not. Life goes on and on and on. And so this is one of the big thing on the planet is people's fear of death. And so that's one of the amazing things that we get to heal with this kind of work, because once you get back there and you get to view your past lives and get into that between life space, you understand that life goes on and on and on, and we can't get it wrong because we don't ever get it done.
Do we choose to come back to some of the things, like, who we are, where we're coming, all that kind of stuff? Is there life on other planets? Is it just here?
There is, yes.
I don't want to come back here, Christina. I want to go to Uranus, somewhere, not here.
Yes, I've had clients that have gone to lives on other planets as other species in very different bodies.
Anybody else got something fascinating? Again, we gotta let you go. Gary's coming up with the Mothership Hall of Fame. Anything else? Plus, plug your website. And again, you have what do you have available? Seminars? You said you have free downloads?
No, I have a free self-hypnosis audio that you can listen to and download. And I also do a 30-minute free consultation for people that are seriously interested in doing the work. So.
Outstanding. We'll definitely have you back. Christine Morton, our guest, HarmonySoulRegression.com. Christine, thank you. You were fascinating. We appreciate you being out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, talk to you again. Thanks. Have a good one. I'll see you in a future life.
Okay.
We'll do my show then.